Good morning. It's December 5th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is The Big Picture. If you spend your life overanalyzing every encounter, you'll always see the tree and never the forest. Shannon Alder. The Sunday after Thanksgiving was cloudy. Post-rain, not freezing, but that damp, windy in the 40s stuff that feels colder than if it really were freezing. You know it's going to be a cozy inside day when both the cat and the dog just sit and look at you inquiringly when you open the door like, you're kidding, right? After a morning of virtual church and then respective projects, the wife settled into her office and I into mine. I was trying to untangle the technological mess I had made in my violin music library when my 30-year-old pilot son called. My children text rather than calling, unless their hair is literally on fire or the sky is falling. But he just wanted to play chess. Turns out we had both independently seen The Queen's Gambit, which I spoke of a couple weeks ago, and had both been doing something vaguely similar to studying chess. I have a little used, very nice wooden chess table in my office, and Andy and I dropped into the chairs on either side and remarked on how much fun we had both been having just studying the basics of chess again. The first game ended in a draw after maybe 20 minutes. The next game, first I, and then Andy, made foolish moves that cost us our queens, but I prevailed. The next game, Andy won handily, using a critical en passant move to advance a pawn and win another queen, which made short work of my remaining pawns and knight. The final game was an even match, but at a critical point I made a move to save my rook, which I considered very clever, until my son checkmated me with the next move. Losing at chess is often the ultimate example of not seeing the forest for the trees. If you give too much attention to your next move and forget to think strategically about the entire game, you're destined to lose. A lot of life is like that. If you know the best thing for you to do in the long run is, for example, take the job and move across the country, but you're too focused on the difficulties tomorrow brings, both logistically and financially, to make it happen, you'll end up perhaps not fulfilling your full potential for both contentment and usefulness. Jesus was a big picture guy. The disciples didn't see the big picture, neither before nor immediately after the crucifixion. Peter even had the chutzpah to tell the Lord that he wouldn't be arrested, executed, or even rise from the dead. Matthew 16:21-24. Talk about not realizing that sacrificing the most powerful piece on the board might be needed to win the game. The big picture for the follower of Christ is that believing in him as the risen Son of God means that you have chosen to accept God's gracious offer of forgiveness through Christ's sacrificial atonement. As such, you take on the Son's perfect righteousness before God, as if you had earned it somehow yourself. That grants you eternal life in God's presence, Romans 5:8, John 3:16. That means your denomination, your political perspective on a myriad of social issues, your financial circumstances, what other people think about you, how you compare to others with your same age and level of education, whether you live in the city or the country, the south or the north, or whether you end your sentences with a preposition, are all small stuff. And in the immortal words of Richard Carlson, don't sweat the small stuff, because it's all small stuff. Salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, Ephesians 2:8, is the forest. Day to day, just keep in mind that everything else is a tree. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We get so caught up in the details of our lives that we have a tendency to miss the big picture. The rebirth that accompanies our salvation by grace through faith is what allows us to love God and love each other in the way that you command. Rather than getting paralyzed in the complexity of the details, Spirit, remind us to take a breath, step back, and not feel lost by the trees right in front of us, but look to the forest beyond. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.